This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
We government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so welcome aboard on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, the way in which we're going to stop the totalitarians. Okay, a lot of things going on. Like we said, the situation in Iran is becoming more tenuous. All right. Iran accuses America of false flag, the magnetic mine. A tanker owner disputes USA. And flying objects. All in just sort of a little 2 seconds there of news tells you everything about what's going on in Iran. Could it be a false flag? Or could it be the Iranians want to distract everybody from the border? From the border. What's going on at the border, I wonder? And why, why would they want to distract us from the border? Now, maybe it's that just wonderful agreement that everybody has with Mexico, right? Well, you know, and the Mexicans, I'm sure they're complaining. Listen, maybe the Mexicans are agreeing with it and complying with it. But you know what? It's kind of interesting. Got a little clip here I want to play for you. It's an interesting little clip because maybe our own DHS is stabbing us in the back. Maybe our own Department of Homeland Security is the problem. We've all known this for a long time about the dirty DHS. I talk to DHS agents, and they tell me it's plenty dirty. A lot of them are looking. The good ones get out. And the ones that are dirty, they stay. It's interesting.
Until now, the fake refugee flights coming to San Diego have been unloading on the tarmac next to the runway, which was in plain sight if you had a zoom lens or binoculars. This is a photo of an earlier flight unloading on the tarmac. This time, though, they headed for another part of the airport where the view is partially blocked. Here you see the airliner heading off. It seems they don't want people to see that it's still business as usual after the agreement with Mexico. One of the first indications that the agreement is working will be that these fake refugee flights stop coming. The plane taxied to Signature Flight Support to unload at 3300 Admiral Bolin Way. Since this area is leased by a private company and the view is blocked by buildings, they thought they could discourage video of the plane being unloaded by threats of arrest for trespassing. That's the impression that I got. The three usual DHS buses were there, also with a police escort vehicle. I didn't have the camera on, but a security guard told me to leave, or he was going to call the harbor police if I was not gone in 5 minutes. So I went to the other side of the building to see the plane. I didn't stay on this side of the building long because I have filmed several unloadings already and I wanted to see if the guard really would call the police just because I was taking video. You get the feeling that the bogus refugees have special rights, even though most are cheating the system. In contrast, U.S. citizens who are critical and just want to report what the government is doing are presumed to be hooligans with criminal intent.
I need to stop the video at this point because I can't stand it watching these illegal foreign nationals being unloaded, who, by the way, are the pawns. They are absolutely the pawns in all this because surrounding them at this World Atlantic Airlines terminal, which, by the way, World Atlantic Airlines is a Caribbean Sun Airlines Incorporated out of Virginia Gardens, Florida. Standing a whole bunch of guards from the Department of Homeland Security as they load them up in the three Department of Homeland Security buses. They're well-armed, military-style dressed, which I find very disturbing. Absolutely pampering and giving all sorts of extras, if you will, to the illegal foreign nationals that are getting off the plane, who shouldn't be here to begin with, and who knows what's going to happen. 90% of everybody who claims asylum is lying. Those are the numbers. Those are the most recent numbers. So if there's 100 people on this plane, only 10 have legitimate claims for asylum. Yet they're being pampered. They're absolutely afforded it's just like they... The guards, if you will, the Department of Homeland Security officials, and dressed up in their military garb, I would call it, weaponized, doing everything they can to protect them. And, of course, the individual who's taking these pictures, Patriot Fire, as he's known, is treated like a criminal. More unloading. More unloading. We think the plane came from El Paso. Some of the individuals getting off the plane look very much like the people that we saw in the InfoWars clips from 2 days ago. This plane landed 2 days ago. More unloading. 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 And loading onto the buses, I might add. More unloading. Ah, he gets confronted, the photographer.
Help me by leaving me alone. I'm exercising my First Amendment rights.
Okay, you don't have to record me.
I do have an attorney, too.
So, this individual was spotted outside this airlines, and a woman comes up to confront him, telling him he can't photograph from there. And, of course, when we come back, we'll play the rest of the clip so you can hear what happened, see how rudely he was treated for exercising his First Amendment rights. You know, freedom of speech and freedom of the press. Ah. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I'm a prospector. I found a big old river rock. I'm sure it's a gold nugget. Where do I go to cash it in?
Whatever precious metals you're digging up, we'll barrel it over to Yuba City Coin and Bullion by the 10th Street Bridge. Always paying top dollar on placer gold, pickers or bigger, any hoard of gold coins and silver ingots, shiny or not.
Eureka! They're paying more than all the teeth in my mouth!
Your local coin shop buys those too. Gold crowns and bridges. Also, scrap jewelry and sterling silverware. We melt it down, turning it into shiny gold and silver ingots that you can invest in.
Well, I'll be! Strike it rich in the Twin Cities!
Yuba City, Coin and Bullion. 438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. 755 Coin.
Now where'd my donkey wander off to?
We have to enforce our
immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Being called out. Can't be photographing here. He's
before the camera came on, he said he asked me to leave politely.
And I told you I'm exercising my First Amendment rights. You do know that taking video in a public place is protected by the First Amendment, right?
Correct, and this is not a public place like I told you. So
it's open access right here.
That's fine, sir.
Who can come in here?
The Harbor Police is coming to speak with you
right now. I've talked to the Harbor Police already.
That's wonderful. They're on their way, sir.
Not today, though.
Okay, well, they're on their way.
I've discussed the Constitution with them before.
That's perfect. They're going
to
be on their
way. They said it was a big waste of their time. You're wasting their time. You don't really think they're going to do anything, do you? We'll test it in court if you want.
So if somebody walks onto your front yard, it's open, it's not, it has public access.
You know what? You know what? I've tested that. You know, there's a lot of homeless around and San Diego PD won't come. Even if they're in our...
This is the Harbor Police now in San Diego that have stepped up.
A building garage. They hung up on me.
Well, I'm sorry
because,
that happened, but...
So I don't have the same rights as a homeless person does, apparently.
Well,
you know that I'm here just to take my video, and that's it.
Okay. Well, what happened to our compromise about you going out to the sidewalk?
I'll be going right now.
Appreciate
and,
it.
And could I get your badge number?
5211. 6141.
6141. Okay.
All right,
thank you.
As far as I know, this is the first flight to come since announcement of Trump's agreement with Mexico. My understanding is that a safe third country agreement still has to be negotiated with Mexico before fake refugees can be sent back. This may or may not ever happen. The requirement for this kind of agreement has been enshrined in U.S. law. It's a globalist concept pioneered by the European Union that in our case requires the U.S. to get Mexico's permission to send back the people that they allowed to cross in the first place and actually aided to get to our border. It means we gave up control of our sovereignty to Mexico. They can send as many as they want across our border, whether we like it or not, but we need their permission to return them.
System's a little backwards, isn't it? We need their permission to return them. And they can let as many come across as they want. Nice. So that's the state of what we have right now. They're resuming their flights, it looks like, and the heck with the agreement that they reached. I said it would just be a matter of days, and pretty soon you'd start to see these little things here. Now, this is only one event so far, I mean, that we're going to document. It's there. It's on Agenda 21 Radio. Fake agreement with Mexico. That's DHS hides fake refugee airliner, threatens arrest of blogger. This is what, you know, you can't videotape these people. They are doing everything to hide their whereabouts now. Now, why is that? Why are they doing that? Why is our own Department of Homeland Security doing that? That's because they are a fake Homeland Security. They're working with the cartels, many of these members of the Department of Homeland Security. That's the dirty little secret no one wants to talk about. That's why it's such a mess down there. Those Department of Homeland Security officers who want to do the right thing are outnumbered. And they're outranked in the bureaucracy. That is the problem. And this is all going to continue. The invasion continues. Unabated. It's all fake. You know, that's the whole thing. They can't stop now. They have to invade the United States of America to overthrow it. That is a fact. And anybody who disagrees with that and thinks that we're just so silly, take a drive down there and watch what's going on. Check for yourself. And, of course, if you're on the East Coast, you'll just ignore it until you're totally overrun and you can't do anything with it. Which is, they're pretty close in many places to do that right now. But this agreement with the president is out the window. I told it would, you know, by all appearances at this point in time, maybe they'll step up. And of course, maybe this number of people that were invaded, or that the invaders that were brought in, and actually it's the manipulators behind, it's the slave traders. It's the coyotes. It's everybody in the cartel business. It's all these DHS members. They're all part of the problem. And this airline, fake airline, been known to be flying. You know, they get a contract. They fly anybody, anywhere, anytime, even if you're in a cage. One of those kind of places. Yeah, so fake agreement with Mexico. Check it out on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so I guess we can get back to fake news. All the other things that are going on. Oh, I'm sorry. This is an exclusive. Vic Mensa's shocking ICE-inspired rap video featuring white kids in cages. Nice, nice picture. White kids in cages. This is at Midnight Friday. The new group, 93 Punk, an alternative rock rap outfit, fronted by Chicago artist Vic Mensa, will release the music video for their debut single, Camp America. And boy, is it provocative, the statement says. Oh, this is from the Daily Beast. The Daily Beast. White kids in cages. How appropriate, huh? Well, it says, the video depicts white children in orange jumpsuits gleefully rejoicing as they're being tortured and held in cages with Mensa rapping. We'll be living it up, not giving an F. Spitting you up. Then we put you in cuffs. Then we shipping you off. Yeah. You could get lost in Camp America. It ends with a message in white type across the black screen. There are over 13,000 immigrant children in U.S. custody today. What if it was your kid? Nice, huh? Nice. Showing torture of a white kid. Yeah, this is one of those things that shows kids being tortured. White kids being tortured, of course. That's the depravity that's going on right now. So, you know, it's the objectification of a race happening here. It's not only a race that's happening in terms of the objectification, and of course, if you didn't get a sense for it in the last part of what I was talking about, it's the objectification of the American citizen at this point. Because you got to understand something. If you're an American citizen and you're black, you're yellow, you're white, you're any color, and you're an American citizen, that's not going to work for them. You're going to be gone. That's their plan. And they're working it in California right now. We've been warning you about that, but this is now going to happen on a national scale as the invasion of illegal foreign nationals continues. And then what? Well, if everything holds true with most totalitarians, they round up the usual suspects. Yeah. And we'll talk about that, I guess, at some other time, right? That's what goes on, ladies and gentlemen. That's the nature of the beast, if you know what I mean. Maybe you don't know what I mean. We're dealing with a beast, very much a beast. And if you cannot understand that, then there's a special place and you know where for you. You need to wake up. You need to wake up and look around and see what's going on around you. Don't be in denial about certain things. Don't be in denial that there is an invasion. And if you're on the East Coast, you can sure help out the rest of the nation by paying more attention to this rather than to be so comfortable in your own confines. Because trust me, as people in Long Island and places in New York know about MS-13 or Maryland, there you go, you know it's not going to be comfortable for long.
Hello,
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is leaving. Is leaving as the spokesperson, if you haven't heard that already. She's done a really great job. I really like her. I think she's fantastic. She's been attacked and mocked and everything else. And, of course, I think she's just a classy lady. The first mother to do the job as press secretary of the United States. Where are the feminists clamoring about that? And praising her. No, they're attacking her. Yeah, you can't do that. You can't be a mother. You can't be a wife. And, oh, God forbid, you're a wife to a man. Have children and still be the press secretary and pull it off with class and dignity. Oh, no, you can't do that. But she's done it. Right in their face. Right? Anyway. I just thought I'd let you know about that one. Media meat grinder. Of course, this is now the big thing. A big thing that's going on with attack the attackers. Now, of course, they're going after Kellyanne Conway, saying that she broke the Hatch Act. No one's ever been convicted of the Hatch Act, by the way. And it's not within it's certainly within her job description to make the complaints that she's been making about people and doing the things that they do. So this whole thing, this whole charge that we mentioned this yesterday, it's just completely bogus, but it's out there. So the media thrilled that she won't have to face off with her defending Trump. Okay, there you go. That's a really good thing, isn't it? Here we got some tape of this. Let's see what they say here. This is Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Suffers from Liabetes. And
Liabetes.
Her tenure has been fraught with sex, lies, and videotape.
I don't want to sound, you know, rude or kind of flip, but, you know, good riddance.
She doesn't do her job now. We'll probably hear more from her out of the White House than we did in it.
I have to say, I will not miss her.
That's Mr. McCabe.
Well, we were the first hour to ban her her tape, and so I literally and figuratively will not miss her.
But you rarely ever hear the media going after women on the left, right? And our next guest is blasting this as progressive privilege. Here to explain is Independent Women's Voice CEO, Heather Higgins. Heather, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
You bring up so many great points because you have broken it down into three different progressive privileges. What are those three?
So I did a video for Prager University, which outlines the techniques used by the left. There are for the left, they glamorize, they elevate, they minimize and do damage control if there's a problem. For women who are on the right, they use these techniques like omission, labeling, mocking, all in an attempt to dehumanize and to treat with contempt so they don't have to actually deal with the argument.
All right, speaking of omission, your first one, the 2018 Glamour Magazine Woman of the Year, there were 11 women that were highlighted. Not one of them was a Republican. They were all Democrats.
Yes.
Why is this? Why do they do that? Why don't they support women?
Because...
Or all women.
Well, they don't actually support all women. They support women who agree with their agenda.
Correct.
And...
So what you do is objectify the other side. You label them, you mock them, which is exactly what you just heard in that media tirade by some of these talking heads from some of the other stations, or some of the other networks that are out there, you know, this kind of stuff that they were talking about.
Kind of flip, but, you know, good riddance.
She doesn't do her job now. We'll probably hear more from her out of the White House than we did in it.
I have to say, I will not miss her after she departs.
Now, that came from former FBI guy McCabe, who could face, he's facing possible treasonous charges. And he's objectifying her. You know, on, what is this? Oh, MSNBC. Yeah, there you go. So the objectification process continues, right? And again, all American citizens are the target, except them. Their variety of citizenship is okay, right? Our variety of citizenship is not, so therefore you're out. And what they don't understand, Mr. McCabe and others, they're going to come for you too. That's the way they always work it. They're just using the people on the left. When the people on the left, if there's an achieved overthrow of this country, the people on the left that are doing the overthrowing will be the first ones they take out. They don't get that. Remember the brown shirts? Adolf Hitler, Germany? Go check it out. These people will be the first ones out. And, of course, a lot of this has been cited from this whole exclusive ABC News with George Stephanopoulos. It's a clear setup going on for the president of the United States. Of course, the president didn't commit treason. He didn't do anything wrong. You know, I think, you know, that it's very, very clear that the president of the United States is doing his job, does a fantastic job at it, and they're sick. And sick and sick. Now you got Nancy, Nervous Nancy, the president calls her. Nervous Nancy. You know, he's been calling her that for quite some time. And you know, he's so right. He's absolutely so right. The other day I was listening to one of his tirades about Nervous Nancy. And I said to myself, you know, I got to tell you, I have witnessed firsthand Nancy Pelosi. In fact, I went to a Democratic function, and she was the featured speaker. And I sat at the table right next to her. It was kind of interesting because the Nancy that was there that night, who got up and spoke in public, did not exhibit any of the stuff you see on TV. I was in, now, I, granted, probably 8 years ago. No, she was still Speaker of the House. So it's long, 10 years ago. Gosh, time flies when you're having fun. So anyway, maybe not 10 years. Come on, maybe. All right, I'll take 8. But anyway, she got up and just really gave a fantastic speech. Now, I didn't agree with any of what she said. But her delivery, her pronunciation, everything, there was none of this nervous business going on. And she, and none of this wild-eye business thing that you see all the time on TV, none of that. Completely different facial features, everything. And I was saying to myself, is this the Nancy Pelosi we all love? And of course, there she was in her lime green jumpsuit. Remember, she doesn't wear that too much anymore, that lime green thing. Because, you know, you don't know which way the green starts with that outfit. Top or bottom, you know, you just don't know. So, but I think that she kind of overdid that one. But that's, it was like she just came right out of the television screen and was right up there in front of us. And we're going, wow. But she, her, everything was very, very good. I gave the speech an A. I did. I sat there, because, you know, I used to do that for a living. I said, that speech gets an A. But, you know, flipping the script, like the last couple of days, if you saw her in your, you know, Golden State Warrior yellow jacket that she was wearing yesterday, as she's calling the president of the United States treasonous and a criminal, right? It just, you know, she was nervous. She was all over the map. You know, and that crazy lady looked crazy. Not only did she look, she sounded crazy. Her delivery was crazy. Her hand gestures were more than crazy. So now you get suspicious. I know it's 8 years later, but it was back then, too, that just that night she didn't exhibit any of those behavior patterns. Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and it's a mystery, isn't it? Nancy Pelosi. Nervous thing.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Aha! The Epoch Times video shows Iranian forces removing unexploded mines from tanker in Gulf of Oman, says the U.S. military. Obviously, they're not trying to... look, I'm just giving you the briefing on the picture that I see here. Apparently, there's a video associated with it. False flag information for you. This, if there's something that goes up, and right now, it certainly is, everybody's being distracted by the video that that shows this, these tankers burning and all this other good stuff. And now, listen, the Gulf of Hormuz is a big, important place. We get that. But, you know, this is what I'm getting at. Okay, they show a video with Iranian forces removing unexploded mine from tanker in Gulf of Oman, U.S. military. Magnetic mines, they just connect them up to the hull, right? That's what we're talking about here. So, U.S. military's Central Command has released a video and some still photographs on June 14th. Now, that's today. That's today. That's right now. Let's see what this shows. Now, I want to show you the picture is this. The picture is they've got this, the tanker, and on the tanker they've got arrows drawn, and damage where it shows one's exploded, and then likely mine of another one. Okay, that, and these are connected. They're connected to the hull. Now it looks like they're connected at about maybe 20 feet above the waterline. Now, I don't know about you, but if I had a mine like that, a magnetic mine, and I wanted to do real damage and sink the boat, I'd probably put that magnetic mine underwater or at least at the waterline. I know everybody's going to say, well, these Iranians might not be so smart. Let's see if there's any sound associated with the video. There's a commercial. That's really associated with the video. Thanks. We'll skip the ad. Here we go. Yeah, they're showing it right now. And they're showing the boat, the boot. Oh, they take the mine off. Same boat that we were looking at in the picture. So they've got a little ship going on there. They've got about six or seven, half a dozen people. And they've reached up and they've taken the mine off. They're showing different cameras. These are drone pictures, obviously, from the U.S. military. So they're saying this is conclusive evidence, of course, that the Iranians are doing it. Gulf of Tonkin, anybody? Gulf of Tonkin. It says U.S. military Central Command has released a video and some still photographs June 14th that shows the Iran's Revolutionary Guard removing an unexploded limpet mine from one of the oil tankers targeted near the strategic Strait of Hormuz, suggesting that Iran sought to remove evidence of its involvement from the scene. U.S. Central, apparently they didn't detonate. That's what I think they're going to make the argument. U.S. Central Command spokesman Bill Urban released the black and white footage and two still photographs. The military says the video shows that the Iranian Gashti-class patrol boat approaching the Kokuga Courageous and was observed and recorded removing an unexploded limpet mine from the MT Corcuga Courageous. Then they show another picture down, a still picture of this whole thing. That's what they show. And against the picture with one damage, and one exploded, but it didn't do any damage. So apparently the limpet went limp. It says the video release comes hours after the White House blamed Iran for an attack on two oil tankers near the Strait of Hormuz. Let's see if we got Mr. Pompeo. I like Mr. Pompeo, actually. I like him. I think he's a swell kind of guy. Here we go.
It is the assessment of the United States government that the Islamic Republic of Iran is responsible for the attacks that occurred in the Gulf of Oman today. This assessment is based on intelligence, the weapons used, the level of expertise needed to execute the operation, recent similar Iranian attacks on shipping, and the fact that no proxy group operating in the area has the resources and proficiency to act with such a high degree of sophistication. This is only the latest in a series of attacks instigated by the Islamic Republic of Iran and its surrogates against American and allied interests. And they should be understood in the context of 40 years of unprovoked aggression against freedom-loving nations. On April 22nd, Iran promised the world that it would interrupt the flow of oil through the Strait of Hormuz. It is now working to execute on that promise. In early May, the Revolutionary Guard Corps attempted the covert deployment of modified dhows capable of launching missiles. On May 12th, Iran attacked four commercial ships near the Strait of Hormuz. On May 14th, Iran-backed surrogates attacked by armed drones struck two strategically important oil pipelines in the Saudi Arabia. On May 19th, a rocket landed near the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. On May 31st, a car bomb in Afghanistan wounded four U.S. service members, killed four Afghan civilians, and wounded bystanders. Yesterday, Iranian surrogates fired a missile into Saudi Arabia, striking the arrivals terminal of an international airport, injuring 26 people. Taken as a whole, these unprovoked attacks present a clear threat to international peace and security, a blatant assault on the freedom of navigation, and an unacceptable campaign of escalating tension by Iran.
And our border is wide open for invasion. In fact, the invasion is happening with the assistance of our own government, Department of Homeland Security people, and corrupt Border Patrol. That's what's going on in this country. You know, we're being invaded. We're just ignoring it. And Mexico's reneging, of course. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts,
but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Responsible for attacking two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman today. NTD reporter Jeremy Sandberg has the details on the increasing tensions in a key trade route for crude.
This assessment is based on intelligence, the weapons used, the level of expertise needed to execute the operation, recent similar Iranian attacks on shipping, and the fact that no proxy group operating in the area has the resources and proficiency to act with such a high degree of sophistication.
The Norwegian-owned Front Altair and the Japanese-owned Kokuka Courageous came under attack near the strategic Strait of Hormuz south of Iran, a trade route where 30% of the world's seaborne crude oil passes through. The U.S. Navy rushed to assist the ships, one of which burned for hours and was left adrift after the crew evacuated. U.S. oil and Brent crude both finished up 2.2% on the day after spiking 3 and 4% respectively following news of the attacks. Last month, the United States alleged that Iran used mines to attack four oil tankers in the same area. Iran denied any involvement. Its foreign minister called the timing of today's incident suspicious as Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is visiting Iran on a diplomatic mission. According to a U.S. defense official, an unexploded mine was found on the back of one of the ships, the same type of mine that Iran used in the tanker wars in the late 1980s. Pompeo said the attacks on the ships are part of a campaign of escalating tension by Iran and a threat to international peace and security.
Well, 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 there you have it. I think we're you now know about what's going on in Iran. The Strait of Hormuz. Big stuff. Big stuff. And, of course, what we're concerned with is on this side of the globe, we're being invaded, openly invaded, openly invaded. Nothing is happening to stop it. In fact, our own DHS is colluding with the cartels and those that want to destroy this country. I'm sure with Gavin Newsom even. The governor of California. Oh, and by the way, what's going on with California? We're going to get into this in the next hour. Here you go. Remember, we are freeing all the felons. We're expunging the records. Now we get this. California moves. And again, it goes with this 11-month cycle, 11-month legislature that they have. California moves to let felons serve on juries. See? Told you so. Think of a bill today. Write it up. Get it passed through the Assembly and Senate the next day and have it signed by the governor the third day. Hey, come on. What's wrong with you guys? That's the way a dictator is supposed to be. Hello? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.